Welcome to the Art of Slowing Down to Quantum Leap podcast that I created especially for conscious introvert entrepreneurs. And if you desire to grow and quantum scale without the hustle and are ready to discover the missing pieces to effortlessly running a soul-aligned business, then this is for you. And I'm your host, Annalena Fuchs, a human design and energetic alignment coach. And my mission with this podcast is to provide you with a shortcut to your most aligned path to success and financial freedom using a powerful combination of human design, science, and spirituality. And I myself have shifted from working 9 to 5 to now enjoying the freedom of creating things on my own terms. And I want to help you do the same. Welcome everyone to another episode of the Art of Slowing Down podcast. It's your host here, Annalena, and I'm super delighted to have the wonderful Kelly Preston with me. Hi, Kelly.
Hello. I'm so honored to be here.
Yeah. So I'm going to read your super fun bio quickly and then we're going to take it away. Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. So first of all, I want to share how I connected with you last year. I don't know. I found you, I think, thanks to ads. Now that I'm saying it, I think it was through an ad.
Deep yeah. Work.
yeah, exactly. And she was doing branding because I was into refining my branding colors and I was still searching for something. And she really popped out. And she's also into astrology, human design, those kind of things. So I had a session with you and it really helped me align with my brand a lot. So you do a lot of things with brands. So you're a brand designer and mentor at Square Peg Studio. And it's basically a brand building hub where you no longer comply with the cookie cutter approaches, right? You help people to stand out. So You call yourself the Sherpa guiding entrepreneurs up the mountain of self-discovery only to ski down the valley of kick-ass branding. Your way of writing. It is so fun. So she's all about helping female solo entrepreneurs create a clear, connectable, and cohesive brand by combining personal development and brand development. So she's all about digging deep, real deep, to unearth the essence of your most authentic self so you can confidently strut your brand in a way that turns head and opens wallets. Because obviously, we also got to make money, right? And I think...
Got to make money.
We all know what, I think you said this somewhere, I read it somewhere, well, on our page, we'll talk about this in just a little bit, but that, you know, we don't think it's so important to have a brand, but we know when we purchase something from a brand, how that feels, right? Mm-hmm.
Totally. Like, I think the thing is with most entrepreneurs is most don't know what branding actually is. Like, yeah, we think it's like a logo or like a color, or maybe even a tone in the language that you're using. But ultimately, we know a great brand when we experience it. And you can think about, and that creates loyalty. So you can think about products that you, if there's a certain shop that you go back to, I always think of, there's the Our Place pans. And I don't know if, basically I fell in love with their mission statement, their core values, but then you can also see it in the aesthetics that they present in all their material. So literally anytime they put anything out, I'm like, I don't even need knives, but I want your knives. Yeah. And so, and like, you can think of Deb Gabor, who's a like major branding specialist. She calls that irrational loyalty. Like, you can think about it with the people who are buying iPhones, like they're upgrading, even though they just bought an iPhone 6 months ago, or they'll forever be Apple users, despite maybe the Pixel has a better camera or better functionality. So you just, your brand becomes an experience, and it's even more so when you're a personal brand. So that's a big part of the creation of it, is like understanding, how am I creating an experience? And whether you're intentional about it or not, it's happening.
Yeah. I can tell you, for me, branding, aesthetics, my entire life has been so important. And I cannot even have fun in my business. I think we briefly talked about it. I use Flowdesk for my emails. And I cannot imagine any other software because it's so pretty. It's so aesthetic. It gives me the tools to make it easy to have something beautiful. And
Absolutely.
For me, of course, my content is also important, what I write, but it's this space where it's just like I'm in a home and I feel like it's pretty. I feel so much better, and also to be more creative, right? It's kind of the context we have. So
yeah, and I think not everybody is going to be there in that, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But if you
yeah.
are, it's a big part of honoring that, and that's mm-hmm. how I am too. Like every environment I'm in, even when I was in college, I was the one decorating our rental houses. Like
yeah.
it was very much about my environment has a huge my external environment has a huge impact on my internal one,
mm-hmm.
and so I think that. You know, oftentimes I talk about how your website is not for your clients, it's for you. It's about your place where you're paying homage to who you are.
Mm.
It's about you understanding who you are and creating almost like an altar. So you are showcasing yourself, and it's a place where you're having yourself expressing, like the outfits that you wear, the way that you decorate your home, like the car that you drive, the way that you're self-expressing. Our self-expression is so important. And especially mm-hmm. those that are more visually interested, or they're driven. That is where, like, and I can tell those are my ideal clients, are people that are
yeah.
like, beauty is important. I mean, I think beauty is important to all of us, but sometimes there are people that are more affected by their external environment.
Mm.
And so I think that's, you know, there's one part of creating an experience for your client with your branding, but one of the great ways to do that is you have the experience of it. Like you are creating this version of your self-expression, and then people feel that from you. It's like when you walk into a room in your pajamas versus like your favorite outfit. Like, how do you feel? You know, like sometimes you're a little bit more like, if you're not feeling super confident, you're going to be more inward, and you're not going to be very charismatic or as open as you would be if you are dressed in something that you feel amazing in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think, like you said, no, some people don't care much about it. And I think when you were talking, what also kind of felt like truth to me, that the people that tend to really like and want beautiful aesthetics are also people that are more sensitive in general, right? To
probably
our environment. Because I mean, I mainly, as you know, work with introverts, highly sensitive people, empath.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I can walk in a room and if everything is dark and black, I'm like, okay, I don't feel good here. I like
totally.
More light and airy and then earthy, and you know, and it changes. And then I like a pop of color as well. And so, but it's, I think it's the energy also. I guess colors also carry energy, right?
They do. And like the thing is like, you know, it always kind of baffles me a little bit when people are branding and they're doing it based on color psychology, or they're doing it based on like color theory, or even like trending colors, or what their mentor is using. Ultimately, the color is you infusing you into it. So it's like, well, what matters to you? Like what delights your eyeballs? And then your audience gets to experience that the very same way you choose your mm-hmm. outfits, the very same way. Like branding doesn't need to be this external. To me, if you're doing your personal branding, it's very much an internal job. It's not an external mm-hmm. creation from somebody else. It's about you finding this piece of expression. And then the world gets to experience that, and they enjoy it because it's you poured into it. And generally that becomes a bit of a calling card to your clients, just like how your values are. It's not just about what you're offering or your pricing or your perfect messaging. It's also about like, oh my God, I love your Instagram. Your Instagram was so fun to look at. Like, or I felt so soothed by your Instagram. Like this is like,
mm-hmm.
you resonate with, it's same thing with packaging. Like sometimes I'll be at like the grocery store at Whole Foods and I'll see a bottle of toner and I'm like, well, I want the modern funky one. I don't even know if it works
yeah.
better, but I like the way the bottle looks. Like,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So it really is, if you can kind of take the pressure out of thinking, I don't know enough, I don't know how to brand, or I don't know what the right branding thing is to do. Like, how could you know? How could you know? The only way you can know is from inside.
Yeah. And that's why we have to slow down, guys. Exactly. So I would love to hear a little bit from your story, right? Because you probably, when you first, or how did you even get into branding? Because now you also bring in astrology, even AI. So I want to hear all about that.
Right. So a big part of how I started was I actually wasn't in branding at all. I was a health coach. I was an esthetician at the time, and I was doing my website because I had just paid somebody, I think it was over $8,000, and I had gotten pregnant. And so my business was brick and mortar. And then I was like, I don't think I want to have a brick and mortar with a newborn. So I went digital, but my whole site that I had just paid a lot of money for was all directed towards this brick and mortar situation. So I went in, it was WordPress at the time. And I was like, I was tech terrified. I was completely afraid of it. I had, you know, definitely had the story that I was not good with tech. I was the last one of my friends to ever have a smartphone. I never checked my email. Like it just wasn't, it wasn't my zone at all. And so basically what happened is after I started fiddling in there, and then you like hit publish and you got to see your results. I was like, oh, this is really fun. This is like decorating a house. Like this is art. And so I started to love that more than the work I was actually branding. And I had a few friends that were health coaches as well. And they were like, would you do my site? So I basically just started doing others' websites. And then I was getting into writing copy. And because that's kind of something I had always been done. That's what my undergraduate degree was in. So then I just started to kind of put two of them together, still not knowing what branding actually was. I was doing this for probably 5 years before I understood what branding actually was. And then I had a friend that was in marketing, and she started to ask me some questions where I was like, oh my gosh, I think I've missed the whole thing of what branding actually is. It's self-expression. It's me creating this cohesive, clear, and charismatic energy or digital decorating in a way that people are like, I recognize that, or I resonate with that, and then how I'm sharing myself. I think I was branding, I didn't know it. I don't think I had nearly as much clarity about it. And even then I wasn't like creating like strategy documents ahead of time. It was literally like, let's throw things against the wall and hope they stick. And I wouldn't necessarily say that that wasn't working for me. I think it definitely made things harder than they needed to be. But shortly thereafter, I had an astrology reading. And in the reading, she was like, oh my goodness, you came here to create, like you're a creative. And I was self-taught up until that point. I did not consider myself a creative. And there was something in hearing that I just unleashed. I was like, I'm owning this. Mm-hmm. I'm a designer. I don't care that I didn't go to a design school. Like, it was just like, I'm owning creative. And I think it was right at the time Elizabeth Gilbert's Big Magic book also came out.
Yeah.
And she talks about that a lot. Do you?
Of course.
Yeah. And like those two energies kind of like came together, and I was like, okay, I'm doing this. And then I started to realize that astrology was the mirror that it works so well. Any external tool that kind of shows you yourself, because you're so inside yourself. You can't, it's very difficult to see your gifts. It's very difficult to see your hangups because it's all you know. So it is your world. Mm. So I've heard the line, you can't read the label from inside the bottle. And that to me is what it feels like. It feels very difficult to honor and revere and even speak to your challenges if you can't completely see them. And so astrology became that for me the more I understood that. And I was like, this is such an amazing tool for people creating a brand, because you're essentially being given these guideposts of, well, what is my client struggling with? Because most of the time our clients are the past and future version of ourselves. So if we can see that with more clarity, like, hey, these are places I'm getting hung up in life, or like, this is where I'm drawn to. If we can see that with more clarity, that we can then create offers, marketing copy, visuals that all speak to this very essence that's actually rolling around in us anyway. So sometimes it's just putting a name to it, and it creates this marketing material in a way that feels like you're not just throwing things against the wall and hoping they stick. And so basically what happened is I was using that with my clients, still not doing any sort of strategy. Like, it was pretty much like helping them get to know themselves, creating offers around that, but it wasn't like this, like you had a foundation of like you knew of who your ideal client is, what makes you unique. And it wasn't until I was struggling, this was just last year in my brand, where I was thinking about shutting it all down. I was really burnt out. I started to take a moment, I paused, And I started to really dive into the gene keys and seeing my personality, my north and my south node in the gene keys, and just reading it and contemplating, I got some amazing insight into my struggles and therefore my client's struggles. So it was just like, oh my gosh, I missed this. Like, one of the biggest lines I read in there was being immobilized by indecision. And I'm like, that is a big part of what my clients are dealing with. Like, that's why they don't have the brand. That's why. And like, so if I can really create solutions that speak to that, if I can create that, if I can speak to that in my Instagram posts, in my sales page, it's like, then they're starting to understand more of the solution that I'm providing. And honestly, I understood it. So, and then once you understand it, it's your confidence your clients are buying. And so if you're not super clear about your offer or why it's unique or how it's helpful or what you can deliver, it's very hard for your clients to also feel clear about it as well or feel confident in it. And so that's when I started to really harness this idea of like, brand strategy really needs to come first. It really needs, like, and that really comes from this taking a moment to know yourself. And my modalities have turned into astrology, human design, and gene keys. And then I was just taking notes on all of these. I was collecting them, I was putting them in a Google Doc. At the same time, I was also playing in AI. And so I started to feed ChatGPT all of my notes. And I was like, hey, based on this information, because ChatGPT, the paid version, you can now attach PDFs. And so I would just download my Google Notes as a PDF, attach it, and be like, based on this information, can you tell me who my ideal client avatar is? Can you tell me what their core struggles are? And the way that they proposed it, I missed. It was like the succinctness of what I was trying to say, they presented to me. And that was the great thing with AI, is I'm like, this is, AI is making it so much more accessible for the solopreneur to create a brand in a way that you would have had to have paid, you know, high-end copywriters, marketing agencies, in a way that you now, you kind of have this coworker that's $20 a month if you're doing the paid version. And I do recommend doing the paid version. It's like the difference between a flip phone and an iPhone. Like, it's definitely...
Who wants to have a flip phone these days?
Right? Yeah, it's just, it's world of difference. And so that's kind of where this idea, I was like, I want to help, I want to guide, I want to mentor solopreneurs in creating a personal brand. Like, let's level this playing field and make it more accessible and understand, if you can deeply understand what a brand is, what makes yours unique, magnetic, through really knowing yourself, and then taking the help of AI and having that help you generate content, help you create marketing messaging, so you're not always having to stare at the blank Google Doc. You have all of this information to be feeding to, because really ChatGPT, what makes it an art, it's the art of the prompt. So if you're feeding it delicious food, it spits back these amazing recipes.
And these cooked meals we all want to eat. Actually, what you said is so on point, because when I had the session with you, I was in a place, I was already close to my brand, but I think I told you I need more pep. I need some bright colors, but also not too much, because I always know when I have too much bright colors and everything, that is not my essence either, because I have a very like soothing, grounding energy. And you nailed it. Like, you helped me get out of the indecision, because I was like, I need to change this. I didn't feel settled in it, right? And since then, which is more than almost probably 9 months ago or something like this, I feel really like, okay, I got my colors and I feel good with it and I can stay with this for a while. I mean, obviously we always evolve and change.
Totally.
But you really, and I admired your, I guess you just decided, you just pick, you just like go with what feels right. And
totally.
When you were talking, I was like, I think when we do it our own way, like this process you described, right? Even though it's much cheaper, right? It's our own creative process. I think that's actually much better client avatar and branding than if I were to pay a marketing company, because it may not be me, right? There's still this like twist of what they think is going to be successful versus, okay, me being myself is what attracts success, but it's not my main intention, you know, to get something out of it, because I have to feel joy. I have to feel the beauty of my brand. So I want to hang out with my brand all the freaking time.
Absolutely, totally. Like, it basically is like you're never really out of branding, even if you're paying the designer, if you're paying the VA, if you're paying the copywriter. Like, you're always, it's basically, I've used this analogy. It's like having a baby and then being like, all right, I'm going to take credit for you when you're 20 years old, but I'm not going to raise you. It's like, but you have so much to infuse in them. Like, you know, it's, it is you. And yes, people can help see you. I think having interpretation and having helping people see things clearly, because again, we can't read the label from inside the bottle. And so, but ultimately it really does come down. It's hard to even offer direction if you don't even know where your magnificence is, or even like seeing, like, you know, I really struggle with indecision. I really do get immobilized by indecision. And so seeing that as like one of my bigger like hangups from me getting to my end goal, I'm like, man, when you can see the places where you get stuck, the gift that you have in creating solutions and then speaking to your client, like, that's when you write the words on your website or in your Instagram post where they're like, oh my God, were you in my head? Because it was so spot on. And that's where you're like communing. I swear it's like a collective consciousness where we're just like, hey, I can feel there's a problem out there. I'm going through it, or I'm just on the other side of it. I have the solution for you that maybe you haven't tried. And that's ultimately like what we're doing. And so if we can really connect with it, I think there's something so easy about it and efficient. And then it also feels really good to be seen, like to be really seen for who you are. And for you to feel safe enough to be really seen, you need to see yourself first and then have this like reverence for it and understanding.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, that's a projector and you're talking.
Really?
I mean, the projector is all about being seen. No, we're gonna look at her charts in a little bit, but you are a generator and tropical. And I just revealed to you before, because you were asking me in the truth idea, you are a projector. And so much of what you have said throughout this conversation so far, it's all about recognition, seeing yourself, and even your story. You know, like, your people, your friends saw you and they called you out. They invited you, like, hey, can you do the branding? You didn't see it yourself first, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, there's no way I would have done it.
That's what we call the recognition and invitation with a projector. So it's very, very typical, you know. You can also relate it to the responding with a generator. There's also a little bit of a similar.
And I think too, just, you know, like hearing that I was creative, it was like, okay, that was an invitation to proceed, to like own it.
Yeah. And like you say, I love what you said about the bottle and the label, because it's sometimes just hard to see. That's why we need the other humans that already have figured it out, or they can help us reflect something back that we don't see from within our.
Or even just offer a token of confidence, like, yep, that looks great. Go for it.
Yeah, because we need the validation, huh? We're like, I already knew, my intuition was telling me that, but then we still need that other person to like, yeah, go, exactly.
Totally, and I think that's where the two come together. It's like, you have this intuition, you can feel it, and you're like, but, I don't know, am I making this up? And then someone's like, no, that's great, it's so beautiful, go. That makes so much sense, I love that offer. And so, yeah, I mean, I think the solopreneur is, I think it's a tricky feat, because I think it can be, that's where I'm like, personal development and brand development are one, like, because there's so much stuff going on in your head that you have to unpack to allow yourself to show up fully and to share your gift with the world. And then, my goodness, to also ask to get paid. I mean, it's like, I can't believe like the guts it takes to do that. And so, you know, I think it really is about like paying attention to what's going on also in our current noodle. Like, what are the thoughts rolling around in there?
Yeah, absolutely. No, and for me, from my own journey, when I create a product, when I sell something, my first step is always the graphic. I need to have something that represents the energy of the container I put out. So I create a logo and the energy behind it. And from that place, the landing page flows, I get excited, I put it out there. Yep. It's literally, it's a creative process in itself. And obviously there are people that are different, but like you said, right, we tend to attract people that are similar to us. And so if you have also been struggling with selling or putting products and services out there, maybe it's just the little branding part that has been missing. So you actually get to enjoy the whole process and the creativity.
Absolutely. I mean, my friends used to make fun of me when they would be like, why are you going back and you're fiddling with your sales page before you even know exactly what you're selling? And I'm like, that's where I work it out. It's like I'm workshopping through visuals, because it's almost like, you know, you go into a room and you organize it and then you kind of feel like, are like, oh, I get it. Like, okay, I get where I'm going with this. Mm. And so I do need to be in the creative process before I really know fully what's going on. I mean, we just did this with, which we're going to be sharing with you guys, the branding that I did for our class. Like I needed to, it kind of came alive as I was just fiddling. It's like, oh, this is the direction this is going. This is why I'm doing this.
Let's talk about the class. So what are we having as a surprise for everyone?
So you and I are doing a masterclass together, and it really is about how utilizing, creating your magnetic marketing manual, utilizing astrology, human design, gene keys, and AI. So you get to understand and you get to have this marketing manual, this brand strategy that I think is so important. It'll make everything in your business so much more intuitive and effective and cohesive after you learn how to bring all these tools, how to like actually put it into the branding world.
Yeah, so it's a two-part masterclass, right? I think it's going to be a total of 4 hours with the both of us. So this is a super special treat. And I will be helping everyone with the human design, gene keys aspect, also a little bit astrology, because I help you decide basically if you're more leaning towards the tropical or the true sidereal version, or maybe there's even another version that you feel drawn to. And then Kelly is going to really bring in her branding expertise. And obviously, you're also an astrology wizard yourself, right? So yeah, I'm super, super excited, because you're going to walk away with some really actionable steps on, like, you get a clarity on really what branding is and what you can actually do to start creating your own brand. Especially powerful.
Yeah, so you actually start, I really go through branding, because I'm like, man, if it took me that long for me to get it, I can only imagine what's going on with entrepreneurs, like, so, or solopreneurs, or like, whatever it is. So basically, we go through that part, you understand that, but then the actual documents you receive, I'll guide you to a place in the chart. I always have people look at their north and south node, and I'll explain why in the masterclass, like why that really is. You have handouts that accompany that. And then I also have a series of questions that you can ask to create, or like to start to excavate all of this knowledge. In addition to, you've been studying with Annalena, that you can learn all of your different, all of these different parts and choose which system feels better for you. And the point isn't to be in over research mode. Like that was, we talked about that. Like you don't need to be in this deep dive studying. You don't need to be a human design expert. You don't need to know astrology. You don't need to know gene keys. The point is just gathering this information that sometimes we miss, and then you get to collect it on a document. Hmm. And then basically then that's where you can then start to feed it into ChatGPT. So you're walking away with basically all of the tools for your research, for your brand strategy. And then you get to go from there and actually decide what is the direction you want to take your brand in. Cause now you know what we tend to miss, or don't even take the time to look at, because we think, oh, that's not important. I don't need to.
Yeah. But it's really, it's a foundation of everything. Right. And I also remember for myself, because this whole thing with ideal client avatar and then bringing it together with branding and colors, there's so many contradicting information out on the web. Oh my God. Because then you're going to, okay, what are the branding colors for a Taurus moon or whatever, right? And my head is spinning and I'm all over the place, and it could be everything and nothing. So with your guidance, it really helped me to like, well, yeah, really, this is it. And obviously for me also was then with the true sidereal, that was like, oh, this is really it now. And It's like you feel so picked up, and it's all these things you kind of knew inside, but you didn't trust yourself, and you were still following all the noise outside. And then,
Absolutely.
yeah,
Yeah.
so
I mean, and I
powerful.
think ultimately that's why I fell in love with astrology and human design and gene keys is all they are is permission slips. You get to choose the permission.
Yep.
So do you want to do this? Does this feel good? If it doesn't, don't do it. It isn't like we have this inner wisdom. It's just very hard to tap into and to hear it. But I think sometimes when we're being shown like this validation, it's like you kind of can't deny it. So there you get to own it.
Yeah. So we help you to create a brand from within yourself, right? That really makes you stand out, because I think there's just so much cookie cutter out there. And I don't like when people are like, this is how you have to do it. This is what's going to sell. Or these colors are the most popular one. I mean, then I'm going to look like everybody else, right?
Absolutely. And that's not the point. Like the point really, there isn't it. Branding isn't, I think that's the thing that I really want to set people free with. It's not tricky. It's really just knowing yourself and then feeling confident enough to showcase it.
And you have a gift, guys. I'm really letting you know this masterclass series is a huge gift from us, because it's super affordable. If you sign up before April, the end of April 1st, right? Midnight.
Right. April and midnight and April 1st.
Yeah, not a joke.
Not a joke.
Not a joke. You get in for $47 and then it will go up to 77, which is still honestly a steal. But this is, it's almost like a workshop. You really get to work on this stuff and walk away with some immense clarity. And you may just go along and start your brand and pick your branding colors and all the things, you know, at least get on that path. And I think that's super valuable, because there's so many amazing embarking entrepreneurs out there, or maybe you have been an entrepreneur for a while already, right? But I think oftentimes we can get stuck in this, like, oh, to have a brand, I need to hire a web designer. I have to have a luxury photo shoot. I have to have X amount of money to even have that, right? But what I love with your approach, Kelly, because I think we're very similar with that, it's not that difficult, right? Like you say, it can be easy. Let's take out the myths that are out there and actually show you the things that are really going to move the needle, and you don't have to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for it. I mean, you can, obviously, you can always go fancier, but you know, if you're serious about your business and you like a good visual brand yourself, just imagine what impact it can make for yourself, right? When you also are some eye candy for people when they come to your website or your programs.
Absolutely. And I think too, like anything, when you start to uncover this stuff, like it's, for those that like dread posting Instagram posts or dread creating newsletters, because the content creation takes the better part of a day and you're like, this sucks. I feel like I really got nothing accomplished, and then it's crickets. And this alleviates so much of that, because you get to you know what you're saying. And a lot of times, like, our brands really get known because we're saying the same thing over and over again. It's the same message. And so we're just figuring out, well, where is the connection point in there? Like, how am I talking about this? What is the problem? How can I like show this in a different way that they don't really quite understand? It's like, it always reminds me whenever I see like somatic practitioners, like there was one really great one where she always shows like an example of one. Like one of them was like someone always washing their hands when they were really sticky. And I was like, I had no idea that was a sign of somatics. Like, I'm like, stuff like that where you're like, oh my God, I didn't realize that was a problem. And like, this might actually be the solution to the problem that I didn't know that I had. And a lot of times that's our work in marketing is showcasing that. And so creating the content with ease that's actually getting a resonance with your audience. Like sometimes I don't think people, like if you can do this upfront work, the everything that you do going forward is so much easier and actually so much more effective. So
yeah.
I would just say, like anybody, no matter where you are in your branding stage, I think so very few people take the time to really think about these things and organize them in a way where you have access to them going forward. When you're doing anything, whether it's picking your colors, whether it's creating an offer, whether it's writing your weekly newsletter, And so if you can kind of create this guide that isn't some arbitrary guide, because I remember like the ideal client avatar exercises, I was like, how does it help me if I know my client drives a Subaru? Like,
exactly, right? I was always like, my whole body was resisting, and I was paying thousands and thousands of dollars for these programs. I mean,
I know. I was like, this does not resonate with me. What I need is language. What I need to know, I need to know what I'm doing here.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, what I want to just emphasize here, because I know Kelly's also really humble, just like me, right? So you're not only going to walk away with like the branding, some of the aesthetics that you can start to create, but most importantly, also the language behind. So, I mean, I know you don't call yourself, but you're also really like a beautiful copywriter. I love how you articulate things. It blows my mind sometimes because I sent you a couple of things for the landing page and then you rewrote it and was like, wow, that sounds so much cooler, you know? So you definitely have a gift there. And you told me that was you even studied it in college, right? So that's
I got a creative writing degree.
Yeah, so here you go. Kelly has a creative writing degree. So you're going to also get some of that magic in the masterclass, just as a side note.
I do like kind of joke about that. I'm like, yeah, I guess that gives me credentials, but I'm like, I honestly had no idea what to do with it. I was like, I got hired in marketing right out of college. I was like, oh, that's not what I was planning.
Yeah.
But I write how I talk and I teach my clients, which we can go over that as well, is like just some basic copy tips of like, if you infuse it with the way that you talk, your reader is going to want to read it. Then it becomes more conversational. And so, and you can ask ChatGPT for help with that too.
Yeah. I cannot wait for that. Even the class for myself, it's going to be so much fun. So we're going to share all of this in the show notes. And Kelly, would you like to have a peek at your chart?
I would love to. Yeah? Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Yes. So because we were already talking a little bit about the transformation into a projector. So this is your regular chart. That looks familiar, right?
It does. Yeah. I love that the heart is in a heart shape in the middle.
They changed that recently in Genetic Matrix and I enabled that function. I was like, that is so sweet.
That is very sweet.
Yeah. So one thing, just knowing you, right, what stood out is that your unconscious earth is gate 44 or gene key 44. And when I first learned about this gate, actually, that's the preparation of the cell. That's to make things pretty. That's the graphic designer. And that's your purpose, Jinky, in your regular. In the Jinkies itself, it doesn't talk so much about the aesthetics and the beauty, but I really clearly remember that from human design. And then the 26 is like actually making the cell, and which you have that gate twice, even conscious and unconscious, right? The 26. So you also have that skill, right, to really sell it then, because through the creative writing we were just talking about. So that's just one thing that I was like, ooh. And the 44 is an intuitive energy, right? Like you intuitively tune into it's about patterns, recognizing patterns, and also connecting with people. It's also a lot about teamwork, this energy. So that is just something when I saw your chart, it was like,
That is so funny because like full transparency, I don't know. I know human design enough to understand my chart, and same with gene keys. Like, so I'm not, so it's so helpful to hear this. And I remember somebody reading my chart and they're like, oh, you're meant for marketing. And I was like, what? Because it's funny, I'm not actually in branding for marketing. I'm into it because I love the art of self-expression.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I think that there must be something else in there as well. Like it's.
Yeah. And you also very interesting, your unconscious moon, which is, we call this the attraction sphere in the Jinkies. And in human design, you saw it as called the creative.
Yeah. I've read on that one before.
Right. That's the very authentic, but it's also the most masculine. Like it's like pouring out your most authentic self into the world, basically, right? That's really what the one is all about. And the one is also, it's all about, actually that one is called, the city is called beauty. And the gift is called freshness. It's about, you know, this process you described of how you created the landing page, you didn't know the outcome, but you just took one step at a time and it came out of it, right? So you're really living that in a very, very beautiful way. And then You have the, so in your unconscious north node, actually, I, for some reason, I feel like looking at this, is gate 29. It's also your core wound, so which turns that into your vocation. 29 is all about devotion, right? It's about devoting yourself to the one thing. So you're doing that, right? You're very specific in one area. So I think that's really, really cool. And you have a defined head in Ajna, right? So speaking your mind is very, very important. And you may sometimes actually need to talk a lot before you have your own clarity.
I do.
Right?
Totally. Yeah. So, my poor friend, we just go on walks and she just lets me process.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all need that. But now, so here is the emotional generator, right, in this chart. So we find great resonance here. And you have a lot of, in astrology, you have a lot of Leo in your sun is Leo. I think you're both of your north nodes, everything. There's a lot of Leo in your chart.
Yeah,
right?
It's Leo rising, Leo north node, and Leo sun.
Yeah, even unconscious, I think, is also Leo. So now your true sidereal, you have a projector, your splenic projector. And what's so funny, right? We just talked about it on the episode. Everything you describe from your journey, it's really this, like, we can say, yeah, you responded to life like a generator, but it can also really be seen as, okay, you didn't see your own magic, you were doing your thing, and people kind of saw you and like, oh my God, you're amazing, you're so good at this graphic design. And you were like, well, I don't have a degree, but then you accepted the invitation, right? Because it felt good. It was the thing that really brings you alive, and then guiding other people into their own branding. And now your unconscious earth, it's so cool, I think, how we have these different energies, is the 18. And the 18, and this entire channel here, the 1858, is all about, and in combination with the 1762, I mean, you almost have the entire circuitry here. So the 48 is about perfecting things. You see what is misaligned, you see, you know, there's also there's judgment in it. We can get stuck in perfectionism, obviously, in the shadow, but you see right away, okay, this needs to be shifted, this needs to be aligned, right? This, we can perfect it, this is, we can make it better and improve it. And I mean, obviously, that's also a lot with this branding, graphic design, also with the messaging work is about, right?
Well, I think that's part of like my attraction to Aquarian energy, because it's very much like the innovator. It's like, wait, 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 wait. We've been doing it this way for so long and nobody's questioning it. Like Elon Musk with the Tesla. Like, it's like, yeah, driving cars this way. Well, let's make them look this way and run this way. Like, why not? And so I think sometimes, like, that's where I'm looking at. Like, I'm like, this is silly that we're all branding this way. Like, you can put a circle that you took in Canva, and you can make that your logo. Like, it really gets to be very simple and very accessible. Yeah. Why are we making this so hard?
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, the 33 you had in your other chart, I think that was your conscious sun, right? The 33?
Yes, yep.
That is now your pearl. That's your conscious, so it has a lot to do with prosperity.
Oh, no way!
Yeah, because there are a lot of similarities, right? So, and then you have a lot of storytelling in your chart, the 56. It's also
that is probably like, that's the way I also guide my clients with writing copy, is this idea of sharing through story, which I think is why I'm so hung up on this idea of really knowing yourself. Because when you can give an example, then, like when I said the thing about me learning that I was creative, like, you understood why it was important. And people, that's how people communicate. Like, ultimately, that's how we receive.
Yeah.
It's through story.
Yeah.
I do like that my throat is defined, because I've always been like, wait, I never felt like I was somebody that had an undefined throat. Like,
you know what? I would have said the same about you, because I have known you now for a little bit, because you have a very consistent energy in how you speak. And I feel I'm the opposite. And I have a defined throat in my tropical and an undefined in my true sidereal. And for me, the undefined feels so much more true.
Really?
Like, yeah. Totally. And again, not to make the other one wrong, but the few things that I kind of try to fit myself into from the tropical,
totally,
they got like the puzzle got solved in my true sidereal chart. And you still have a lot of, you have two channels going from the ajna to the throat, right? So you still need to talk a lot of talking. That's actually as a projector in general, but you need a sounding board. You want to subscribe to a sounding board, like seriously, like you need a sounding board and a sounding board to talk things out, right? And you also, I mean, you're highly intuitive, you're a splenic projector, right? You have that inner knowing. And I can see that in your work, you're so decisive. I mean, I also know, Shadow, we can be indecisive, but my experience working with you is like, this girl has it down. Like she's like, let's pick the color, it looks cool, let's just do it, right?
Well, what's funny is like, the only place I'm that decisive in my life is design.
Yeah, but that's your zone of genius.
It doesn't, and I'm like, I wish this was transferable, because the immobilized by indecision, like I can be in that in a hot, like,
yeah.
do I sign up for this course? Do I not sign up for this course? Do I do this mentor?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who, for some reason, going forth with words and design.
Yeah, so there, it's very, very important for you to talk it out. You really have to talk those kind of decisions, because you have so much going on in your head. And don't be shy to call a bunch of friends, reach out to me, like, hey, because at some point you will know, you're going to talk yourself into your decision. That's usually what happens. But like, oh, okay, now I know. And sometimes you have to talk for a couple of hours to get that clarity.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yep.
So, yeah. And then, so, I mean, actually, because it's so strong on your chart. So I don't know if you know the Pearl sequence and the Gene Keys,
mm-hmm.
but... You have, so the Pearl sequence consists of your unconscious Mars, your unconscious Jupiter, and your conscious Jupiter, right? And then your Sun, which is here now, the 52. So the 56, like I told you, is all about storytelling, especially in human design. So this circuitry, the 56, the 33, which you have the 56 twice, and then the 33 here. So storytelling is like humongous for you. It's like triple amplified for you, right? And then the 52, we always want to look at the program part of the 52 is called, it's about stillness. It's about, you know, it's almost like you look at the forest and you see the one tree where you need to go, right? It's also now your sun is in Cancer. It's a little bit different energy, but you
right.
still have a lot of Leo still in your chart. I looked at the
totally.
Astrology as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the programming partner is a 58, which is your conscious earth, which is, we call this the joy of mastery, right? Through doing things over and over again, you become masterful. So, you know, I think it's just really...
Which I think is actually kind of comforting, because I've always, like when I found out I was a 1-3, I didn't really so much resonate with, like, I'm always like a learner, because the line one is so one, but I'm like, when I find something that I'm obsessed with, I become like obsessed with being masterful at it.
Yeah.
And this has been my area of focus, this branding, for mm-hmm. over a decade of like
mm-hmm.
really digging at it. It's really branding, personal development of like figuring out how does the brain work in a way where we're comfortable enough to showcase ourselves.
I love it.
So I actually think that makes more sense to me. Like mastery shows up, but only if I'm like feeling some affection towards, otherwise I'm like, meh, it's fine.
Yeah. And that can also, it can show up as a challenge for us, because the earth usually is something, we call it the evolution gene key and the gene keys, that presents itself through life as a challenge for ourselves over and over again. But it's definitely, yeah, they are strong energy. And then your north node, so the 53, here, right, is all about starting things. It's a very ambitious energy. And the 62 is about, one, about precision and details, and also that true intelligence is like listening to your heart. It's not so much with the mind, right? It's all about that connection, like, who are you being? Are you really listening to yourself?
And that one was 62, my north node?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, but thank you so much. This is so fascinating.
Yeah, it's fun, right? And obviously, there's so much more. But I think it's fun because Kelly literally, like, she told me, like, yeah, I was wondering if I have something from a projector. And then I was like, yeah, your true side dual chart is actually a projector.
So when I had my the tropical version read to me, it was one of the persons or one of the readers had, because I had several, basically said you have a lot of projector channels, and I was like, I just kind of figured that was why.
Exactly. And I have also done master classes on this. Like, just the anything the head and ajna define, that part is like a mental projector if nothing else would be defined. So I have numerous people that are actually especially generators. And like me now too. I'm a generator even in true sidereal, but I haven't had an ajna defined. And I feel a lot like a projector. People ask me often, like, are you a projector? And no, I'm not. But and most channels and gates in the human design chart for all of us are projected energies.
Oh,
That's
really?
why, yeah, the only the gates that come off the sacral and the channels are generated channels. And then there's only three manifested channels, so three and a half, kind of. And almost, I don't know if it's 75% or something off the chart, or 60 or something, is all projected. That's why almost everyone to some extent can really relate a
To the
lot to the
projector.
projector.
Which, yeah. And it's a world built for generators.
Well, the generator is also, it's we're here to respond, right?
And
It's
energetically, like you get like
yeah
it, I know I'm even saying you guys, like I was one, I thought. I
yeah
really do resonate so much better with the projector. Like even like I can go,
no
go, go, but then when I'm done, I'm done. Like, and
yeah
I'm a huge introvert.
Yeah, you see. Yeah, interesting exploration. Excited to see how that's gonna go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Will you
really.
send me that chart?
I will,
Okay,
absolutely.
awesome. I'm gonna read down
Perfect.
those gene keys and feed ChatGPT some more food.
Yeah, wonderful. So thank you so much for coming on, Kelly. I also make sure I put all your contact information in the show notes. And you guys, you're all invited to join us for the masterclass, April 10 and April 12. Take advantage of the early bird pricing.
We're gonna put the link to the class below
Yeah,
the. Okay,
exactly.
perfect.
Yeah, perfect. So thank you, Kelly, for being here.
Yeah,
And well, I'm
thank you so much for
excited for the
having me.
masterclass.
All right, we'll
Yeah.
see you guys soon.
All right. Thank you for listening to this episode. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, then please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. And if you also know someone that you know in your heart could benefit from listening to this podcast, then I invite you to please share and help me reach more conscious leaders so we together can create global impact. I truly appreciate you and see you next time.